بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. شارف الى الشيخ رومي وقت تبريز دوران شيخ العرب والعجم هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اختصف نور الله ملكته. التايتل زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی، صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی، صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی، نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سالکو، نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سالکو، عشق کی کیفیت بے زبانی ملی، عشق کی کیفیت بے زبانی ملی، صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی، راہ تقویٰ میں کچھ رنج فانی ملا، راہ تقویٰ میں کچھ رنج فانی ملا، پر خوشی روح کو جاودانی ملی، پر خوشی روح کو جاودانی ملی، نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سالکو، عشق کی کیفیت بے زبانی ملی، ان کی نسبت کا ہے فیض اے دوستو، ان کی نسبت کا ہے فیض اے دوستو، ان کی نسبت کا ہے فیض اے دوستو، دل کی ہر وقت جو نگہبانی ملی، دل کی ہر وقت جو نگہبانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی، سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے، سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے، سب کو نسبت ملی شیخ کے فیض سے، بدگمانوں کو بس بدگمانی ملی، بدگمانوں کو بس بدگمانی ملی، اہل عقبا کو دونوں جہاں مل گئے، اہل عقبا کو دونوں جہاں مل گئے، اہل دنیا کو دنیا فانی ملی، اہل دنیا کو دنیا فانی ملی، نفس کو جس نے اپنے مٹایا اسے، نفس کو جس نے اپنے مٹایا اسے، راہ حق میں بڑی کامرانی ملی، راہ حق میں بڑی کامرانی ملی، ہے مبارک جو ان پر فدا ہو گئی، ہے مبارک جو ان پر فدا ہو گئی، ہے مبارک جو ان پر فدا ہو گئی، زندگانی تو بس آنی جانی ملی، زندگانی تو بس آنی جانی ملی، جس کا دل حامل درد دل ہو گیا، جس کا دل حامل درد دل ہو گیا، بندگی کی اسے رازدانی ملی، بندگی کی اسے رازدانی ملی، فیض مرشد کا اختر یہ احسان ہے، فیض مرشد کا اختر، فیض مرشد کا اختر یہ احسان ہے، اہل دل کی طرح زندگانی ملی، اہل دل کی طرح زندگانی ملی، ان کی نسبت کا ہے فیض اے دوستو، دل کی ہر وقت جو نگہبانی ملی، راہ تقویٰ میں کچھ رنج فانی ملا، راہ تقویٰ میں کچھ رنج فانی ملا، پر خوشی روح کو جاودانی ملی، صحبت شیخ سے زندگانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی، نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سالکو، نگہ عارف کا فیضان ہے سالکو، عشق کی کیفیت بے زبانی ملی، زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم، نحمدہ ونصلی علی رسولہ الکریم، اما بعد، بیوٹیفل پوم فور دادا شیخ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمۃ اللہ علیہ، اینڈ سو بیوٹیفلی رینڈرڈ، کہ زندگانی میں کیا شادمانی ملی، ان مائی لائف ہاؤ مچ آف ہیپینس اینڈ انجوائمنٹ آئی اچیوڈ آئی ریسیوڈ. حضرت از تھرو دا برکت اینڈ دا بلیسنگز آف دا شیخ، staying in the company of the Shaykh, of my Shaykh, I got life. This is true life. Other people are living lives, but their life is not true lives. They are living the lives of animals. Allah Ta'ala says, أُولَٰئِكَ كَلَنَعَامِ بَلْهُمْ أَبَلْ. They are like animals, in fact, worse than animals. At least the animal is fulfilling the maqsad and object of its life. And we have not come in this world only just to pass our life, to eat, drink, earn some money, and then eat at night again. And Sayyidina Mawlana Umar Saparan Puri Rahmatullah Ali used to say, کہ دا پیپل آف دا دنیا از کہ دن کو کمانا، رات کو کھانا اور صبح کو پاخانا. ہول ڈے اے پرسن از ورکنگ، ایٹ نائٹ از ایٹنگ، اینڈ ان دا مارننگ از میکنگ پاخانا، ہی از گوئنگ ٹو ٹوائلٹ. اینڈ آن دا ڈے آف قیامہ ون اللہ سبحانہ و تعالیٰ ول کال ہیم اینڈ آسک ہیم دیٹ واٹ ہیو یو براٹ، سے اللہ تعالیٰ آئی براٹ 20 کلوز 30 کلوز آف ایکسکریٹا آف فلت. سو واٹ لائف ہیز ہی لیوڈ ان دس ورلڈ؟ ایوری سنگل پرسن ہیز ٹو ہیو این آبجیکٹ آف ہز لائف. وی آر گوئنگ تھرو اے جرنی. And the journey started in Alami Arwah. And different stages we went through. After Alami Arwah, then the person comes in the womb of his mother. There also, human being was very, very small in Alami Arwah. Smaller than a zarra, smaller than an atom. Then he came into his mother's womb, he was slightly bigger, and the place also was a bit bigger. And then he comes on the third part of the journey, he comes into this world. Here the place is much more bigger also, and he is also inside much bigger. And then he will go to the next life, which is far, far bigger than the Alami Barzakh. And that will be much longer also. The time he was in the mother's womb was 9 months. In this world, 50 years. In the qabr, a few thousands of years. In the day of Qiyamah, plains of Qiyamah, how massive it will be. And it will be 50,000 years. And then Jannah to Jahannam forever and forever. We cannot imagine the size of that. Forever and forever a person will be living. So the Qari Tayyib Sahib Rahmatullah Ali says, when a person is traveling on this dunya for a small journey, going from here to the masjid, you've got an object in life. Why am I traveling on this distance? I've got an object. He says, it's such a long journey from Alami Alas. You're traveling through so many different stages and you're going towards Akhirah, towards Jannah. And you haven't made the object of your life. What's the maqsad of your life? The object of your life. So every person must have an object of his life. So Hazrat says, by the sohbat of the Shaykh, I got life. I understood what life is, what was the object of my life, and how must I live my life. And then he says, in my life, kya shad mani mili, what enjoyment I got in my life. When I understood the object of my life, and I became a servant of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is through the nikah, the gaze of the arif, and through his barakah and blessings on the saliks, on those who are his murid, who are his disciples, that he attains the quality of ishq and the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which has got no zubah, no tongue. Outwardly a person cannot see it, and that is why one reason why many people, outwardly they cannot see sitting by the shaykh. What is the person sitting there, what benefit is he getting? Outwardly maybe in his amal also he is not doing so much as another person may be doing. So he says, I can't see anything at all. But the main thing of coming to the Shaykh is to get the kayfiyat ihsani, the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala which is in the heart. Allah ta'ala must give us through the barakah and blessings of them, this must come into our person's heart. So he says that this is what I have got from the arif, the gazes of the arifin, those who have recognized Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rahe taqwa mein kuch ranje fani mila. On the path of taqwa, I was going, I had to abstain from many of my desires. Definitely there was some sadness, some sorrow. A person had to, he wants to look at the beautiful woman, and now he lowers his gaze and he feels bad in his heart. I could have seen her, and the heart is paining, there is that sorrow and sadness. So some sadness he is, but the sadness is for a very, very short while. And I was mentioned that one person wrote to Hazrat Mawlana Ashrafuddin Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayh, and he said that I wanted to really look at the woman, and I didn't look at her, but I felt very, very sad for a short while. So Hazrat said, and if you looked what would have happened, he said 3-4 days then I would have been parishan. So Hazrat said, you can make the decision yourself. For 3-4 days of parishani by just looking at one woman, you are uneasy. And if you control yourself, for a short while you went through some difficulty. But then through the benefit of the barakah and blessings of that, par khushi rooh ko chavidani mili, a person gets the happiness of the heart, and it's ever, everlasting, continuous happiness a person gets. When a person chooses the path of taqwa, he breaks his desires for Allah's pleasure. Thori der ki lazzat hamesha ki zillat. He did haram, he will get a short while enjoyment. He'll be disgraced forever thereafter. But he sacrificed his desires. He wanted to listen to music. He could have got some haram money, and it was a nice deal for him, but he realized it's haram this year. So he was, some sadness came in his life. I didn't get this money. But see the happiness which Allah will place in the ruh and the soul of that person. Unse nisbat ka hai faiz e dosto, dil ki har waqt jo nigehbani mili. Through the barakah and blessings of the Shaykh sitting in his sohbat, the kayfiyat of ihsan. Ihsan means that a person at all times, he has got this, Allah is watching me. So this condition which I got in my heart, at every moment I am watching my heart, and I'm very, very careful. Evil thought comes to a person's heart. His wife doesn't know, his friends don't know, nobody knows at all what he's thinking about. But he knows I am watching my heart. Allah is watching my heart. So he's got this all the time. That أَلَمْ يَعْلَمْ بِأَنَّ اللَّهَ يَرَى. Don't you know Allah is watching you? And you yourself are conscious all the time. I mustn't be thinking of wrong things. I mustn't get evil thoughts. The minute the evil thought comes into the heart, immediately a person very, very slightly changes the direction of his thoughts. Do not fight, or as they taught us, don't ever fight the thoughts. The person who fights the thoughts will destroy him. We don't fight the thoughts. But slightly, very slightly, a person just changes the direction of his thoughts towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We read the du'as, la hawla wa la quwwata illa billah. A'udhu billahi minash shaitanir rajim. Amantu billahi wa rasulih. Simple du'as. And a person's mind is towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So this is through the barakat of my Shaykh that I have got this, that every moment I am watching my heart and I am looking after my heart. This Hazrat is speaking obviously in his rank. May Allah Ta'ala give us ikhlas and sincerity. We sit in the correct jazbah. And we say we are not getting these qualities because of the weakness within ourselves. We have got darkness and blackness in our heart, and we have got a pipe which is blocking. So it's our weakness. It is what Hazrat Shah, Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi, used to say, that before we come for the majlis also, 10 times, 20 times, make istighfar. By making istighfar, we are polishing our heart. And then you will sit in the majlis, inshallah, you will get much, much more benefit. If the heart is polished, it's white, now you will get the faith from the Shaykh, it will come into a person. Sabku nisbat mili Shaykh ke faith se. All of the people got benefit from the barakah and the faith of the Shaykh. Bad gumanu ku bas bad gumani mili. But those who had bad thoughts, the only thing they got was bad thoughts. If they came with the wrong intentions and they had objections, they only got that. But those people who went with the correct intention, and they will definitely get, how much of sincerity they go with, so much a person will receive. The Sahaba radiallahu anhum, they sat in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum, it was the same zamana, same time, same people. Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was the Shaykh. Abu Bakr radiallahu anhum got according to his level. Umar radiallahu anhum according to his level. Uthman radiallahu anhum, Ali radiallahu anhum. And the same time in Makkah Mukarramah, there was Abu Jahal, Abu Lahab. They got nothing at all. They were right there in front of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. But they were badgumani, bad thoughts, they got nothing at all. Ahle Uqba ku dono jaha mil gaye, ahle dunya ku dunya e fani mili. Those who had made the life, the object of life, akhirat, Allah Ta'ala gave them dunya also, and Allah gave them akhirat. What did they get in the dunya? Happiness of heart, peace of mind, tranquility. Yeah, when a person goes through, Hazrat Mawlana Ashraf Ali Thani Rahmatullah Alayhi mentioned an ajeeb thing. He says that every person goes through musibat and difficulties in life. But there are one of three conditions. When a person is going through a calamity, if the person becomes parishan, and he becomes very, very worried, and now he speaks bad about Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and now he's going away from deen, then this is a adab from the side of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is a punishment. If a difficulty comes upon a person, somebody passes away, some difficulty comes, and a person makes sabr, it's hard but he makes sabr, then this is a means of a removal of sins from a person. And if difficulties come upon a person, and a person is going through the difficulty, but he feels some happiness in his heart is content with the decision of Allah ta'ala, then this is the means of rafi'i darajat. His rank is being is raised in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is everybody goes through musibat, through difficulty, but the heart, condition of the heart is different in every single person. So those people who are preparing for akhirat, even if they go through difficulties, but they get enjoyment in their heart. And akhirat, what they will get is far, far greater. And people of dunya, they got nothing else but the dunya ifani, this world which is very temporary, which will last for a short while. They got the day, they made millions or so, but no happiness of heart. And then the day they died, the izzat went away, the money went away, no one even remembers them today. Nafs ko jisne apne mitaya use raay haq mein bari kaam rani mili. A person who has destroyed, annihilated his nafs in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, And this person has got complete success in the path of Haqq, in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which Hazrat Maulana Ashraf Ali Thani rahmatullah alayhi told Sayyid Sulaiman Nadvi rahmatullah alayhi when he asked him for some advice. He said, apne aap, what I have heard from Abu Buzruk is apne aap ko mitaye. A person must completely annihilate his nafs. And the main thing which prevents a person is takabbur and pride to reach Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And I am somebody. Allah give myself all of us tawfiq that we have to remove this ana from ourselves and become completely obedient to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with true tawazu and humility within ourselves. Hey Mubarak, jo un par fida ho gayi, zindagani to bas ani jani mili. Very, very blessed is the person who has sacrificed his life on Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He has given his life to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. As Hazrat says in another poem, that a person who sacrifices his life on sand, person who has, he says, mat khaak apni zindagani, kisi khaaki par mat khaak apni zindagani ko, de jawani jisne di jawani ko. Don't waste your life made of sand on sand. Because sand plus sand is equal to sand. The whole dunya is made of sand. The car is made of sand. Your wife is made of sand. Your food is made of sand. So these are all objects people have made in life. Money is made of sand. It's from the ground. So a person who is running after sand, sand plus sand will equal to sand. But if in that sand, Allah, a person gets the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it comes. And this is one reason why a person, human being can only get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's made of sand. And sand can grow things. When you plant something in sand, it grows. The seed of iman can grow in a human being very easily because it's made of sand. But if the sand takes it, and he plants it, a plant, uses that water, and the person grows, that iman grows in a person, he will get benefit. That's why we're made of sand, and that's why we can get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And even the angel cannot get it, because nur cannot grow anything. Fire cannot grow anything. Sand can grow. So the love of Allah ta'ala is khas, is special for human beings only. That they can get it. No other animal also can get it. It's a speciality of human beings. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us tawfiq that we sacrifice our life for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Because remember, zindagani to bas ani jani mili. This person knows that life is coming and is going. Eventually we will leave this world. And if a person got, he did not get the object of his life, he has wasted his whole life. Jiska dil hamile darde dil ho gaya, bandagi ki usse razdani mili. A person who has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he has attained the secret of servitude. What was the actual object of coming in this world? Many people, mashallah, they make a lot of worship of Allah ta'ala, they worship Allah ta'ala, they make ibadat. But they did not get the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So they got bandagi in their life, servitude. But the actual object of the servitude, the connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they did not attain. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us this qualities. And our Hazrat has mentioned many, many times, if we are walking, if you walk on the path, you make intention, then Allah's mercy is so great that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, inshallah, before we leave this world, even though without being worthy of it, we've got nothing within ourselves, the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, looking at that, we've got great, great hope that the intention and desire within our heart, Allah ta'ala will give us this love. Faze murshid ka akhtar ye ihsan hai, ahle dil ki tarah jindagani mili. Hazrat, through the barakat of my Shaykh, it is this, the ihsan and his favors upon me, that I am living a life like the Ahle Dil. SubhanAllah, Hazrat, not saying I am Ahle Dil, I am a person who has got the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, like how the Ahle Dil are loving the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakat of my Shaykh, I have also got a life similar to the people of the Ahle Dil, those who are loving the Allah wala, the friends of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, through the barakat of these majalis of our Hazrat and his beautiful ashar, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us this quality.
Alhamdulillah wa kafa wa salamun ala ibadihi alladhina istafa. Amma ba'du, faqad qala Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala, a'udhu billahi min ash-shaytanir rajim, bismillahir rahmanir rahim. Ya ayyuhal ladhina amanu ittaqullah wa kunu mas sadiqin. As mashallah in this poem, and Musmana Musa mashallah explained it so well. May Allah bless us with this quality of taqwa, and may Allah ta'ala bless us with the quality of the love of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. May Allah make it that we work towards that sincerely, and may Allah, out of His mercy and kindness, bless us with that. Yeah, in this kitab, where questions for our in this path towards Allah Ta'ala asked, and Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali gave this beautiful answers. The one year, which the letter carries on from where we read previously, Hazrat, mere zimme qaza namaze bhi hai. This is a lady who is writing, in fact it seems to be a young girl who is still studying. She says that I've got some qaza namazes also which I'm responsible for. That means since I became baligha, I did not make all my namazes. To kya main sunnat aur nawafil ke bajaye qaza namaze par lo? So instead of nafil namazes, sunnat ghair muakkada, in place of that can I read my qaza namazes? Taaki jaldi se qaza namaze mukammal ho jaye. So that soon all my qaza namazes I can have completed them. And this is very, very important. We should try and take hisab of ourselves and see if we haven't got any qaza namazes. In fact, rozas also. And many times perhaps we make mannat also. This is also an area where a lot of weakness comes in us. We notice commonly also when we have a problem, we make a lot of du'as. We ask other people to make du'a. But as soon as the problem is gone, we don't even say Alhamdulillah. So even if we make a mannat, many times we don't remember that for this problem, and mannat is that I'll, for example, keep three rozas. For example, I'll give so much in charity. Whatever it is, but when that thing is Allah Ta'ala saved us, then we just seem to completely forget about it. And all this we are responsible for. All these things which Allah has made for us, and we were negligent in there, we will have to cover it up. And what we made for us upon ourselves, that if this work of mine get done, I will make so many rakats of namaz, I will do this, I will do that, that also we have to complete. Anyway, Hazrat replied, Sunnat-e Muakkada ka tark jaiz nahi. We cannot give up Sunnat-e Muakkada. For us, wajib, Sunnat-e Muakkada, that we have to do. Nawafil chhor sakti hai. And Hazrat also puts it, we should take note of this, that Hazrat didn't say that leave out your nafil. You are permitted, you can leave it out, you may leave it out. And some ulama of the opinion that even our nafils we should carry onward. But generally the ulama say that first do your faraz finish. Lekin ek waqt ke saath ek qaza namaz ada kar le. But keep this also in mind that every time you make a farz namaz, then make one qaza namaz at that time also. So that in one day, you know one day's namaz is finished. Ye kafi hai aur aasan hai. This is sufficient and this is easy. Yeah, Hazrat's great wisdom that sometimes a person gets overtaken with looking at his back life, how bad, and he wants to read the whole day namaz now. And that will have an effect on his health also. So to that limit, so Hazrat says, what one namaz, make one qaza namaz also. And here also it's very important, and Allah reward those brothers, whoever had made those booklets, the record of your qaza namaz. Because what also commonly happens, when a person starts with his qaza namaz, he becomes conscious, and then for perhaps a week, a month, whatever it is, he makes his qaza. Then many times it happens, we become negligent again. And then we forget how much we had performed. And now again when we want to start, now I don't remember, did I perform for 1 week, did I perform for 1 month? My qaza, I know I've got 2 years qaza. But now I don't know how much did I make. So there is a book available. We've got it also. So if anyone would like it, collect it from Maulana Musa sir. And somebody has prepared it very nicely. I think Maulana Rafiq Bali or somebody. So, and in there we keep on filling it in so that we know properly that my qaza namazes are complete. In the same way, if we got qaza rozas, if we have got kafara of rozas, if we broke a faras roza and we have to clear the kafara, make a note of it and with the work towards it to try and fulfill it. Hazrat also explained on another occasion that our zikr, if a person must be zikr, there is no qaza of zikr. But we should be regular. Hazrat Mufti Mahmood Sahib Rahmatullah Ali stressed a lot that don't we make naga, don't be negligent as far as your zikr, your ma'amulats are concerned. And if for some reason at one time you could not do it on another time. To this extent, Hazrat Mufti Sahib, Allah give us tawfiq, he said that give up a meal, but make sure you make your, you complete your ma'amulat. So much he stressed on it, that even give up a meal, and at that time you do your ma'amulat. So this is very, very important, and Hazrat stressed also very greatly for those which normally we take it, Allah forgive us, he says the ustads who are teaching, they must be more particular of their ma'amulat. Usually for teaching, a person is occupied. Those who teach know, and to prepare for your lessons to go and teach, you require all that time. And but Hazrat said, your ma'amulat are very important. Allah give us tawfiq, and so that we can progress in this path accordingly. Another question she writes, Hazrat, namaz mein bahut zyada idhar udhar ke khayal aate hain. And this is also a common problem with almost all of us, that in namaz our thoughts just go away. Where our thoughts go. We make intention also that I'm going to make my namaz with full concentration. But when we start, we see thoughts are gone in different directions. Main sochti hoon bahut koshish karungi. She says, I think that I'll make a lot of effort, that I must concentrate properly. Aur karti bhi hoon. And I do make my effort also. Magar phir bhi na jaane, kyun sab khayalat namaz mein aate hain. She says, I don't know why, but still, what and what thoughts still come in my namaz. Chahti hoon ke namaz mein sirf Allah ka hi khayal ho. She says, I desire that in namaz I must only think of Allah tabarak wa ta'ala. And here also we should think, as it comes in front, looks like she's a young girl having so much of this worry for herself. May Allah give us also that worry. We have become old and still no worry. And this a young girl, what worry. And the sooner a person starts in this direction, the more he's going to benefit. And as in the form also, that it is to give up guna is a temporary effort. And then after that you are freed from that desire. Sincerely a person makes that effort, then inshallah he will be freed of that. Hazrat writes, and with so much of kindness, that about how great concern and worry that she can't concentrate in namaz, Hazrat writes, koi muzayqa nahi. No, don't worry about that. The thing is to make namaz. And the thing which we are mukallaf, responsible for, is that how much we have in our control. When the thoughts just go, we didn't intentionally think of other things. That was out of our control, we won't be taken to task for that. The Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum were also very concerned that what thoughts we get. Rabbiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam replied that la yukallifullahu nafsan illa wus'aha. The ayat of the Quran Sharif, that what is within the means of a person, that he will be questioned about. Jab dil idhar udhar ke khayalat mein lag jaye, when your thoughts go this way, that way, all different thoughts come to you, to phir usko pakar kar Allah ke huzoor mein le aaye. Then just catch them and bring them back in the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Which a beautiful example is given. A mother is walking with her child. We see this happening all the time. Then the child likes to run away and then it do its own thing. Sometimes it just wants to sit down, not walk also. Sometimes it's running in front, this side, that side. Now what is the work of the mother? Just to catch the child and bring it again. That's all. So the thoughts also are like that. They run away too much, this way, that way. So just catch them and bring them back into the presence and in the thoughts of Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Khushu ke liye itna kaafi hai. And Hazrat says that is enough for your namaz to be regarded as a namaz of concentration. That when you realize my thoughts have gone away this way, that way, just bring them back into the presence of Allah. Again they run away, again bring them back into the presence of Allah Ta'ala. Another question she writes, akhlaq bahut gira hua hai. My character is very bad. My outward character is very bad. Ho sakta hai ki isse kisi ko takleef bhi pahunchti ho. And in all probability, by this bad character of mine, other people around me must be harmed also. That is, they have problems, they have difficulty because of my attitude, the way I carry on. Baat baat par ghusta aata hai. On small things, I become angry. That is one. Or char chari ho jati ho. And I become very agitated. Every small thing, I got a problem. I just take off with everyone. اور غصہ میں آواز بھی بہت بلند ہو جاتی ہے. And in my anger, my voice, this also just goes up. I start speaking very loudly. یعنی عام لہجہ سے آواز تھوڑی تیز ہو جاتی ہے. Normally how I speak, then it's a bit more louder than that what I speak. So Hazrat replies to that, اس کی اصلاح کی بہت ضرورت ہے. It's very important that you correct this anger of yours, raising your voice, etc. is very important. And Hazrat has got quite a few ready remedies. So here also Hazrat says, Parcha aksirul ghadab, rozana ek baar parhe aur amal kare. The little prescription which we have got on anger. And here also we have got them on various things about not looking after the eyes, on anger, and it's in English. So if anyone wants to, must just speak to Maulana Musa, collect it, and then after that read it every day, one time at least, so that at first it remains fresh. Or amal kare, and practice upon that. In that way, your character will also come right. Ahkar ka waaz ilajul ghadab mutala mein rakhe. And Hazrat says, my bayan on ilajul ghadab, treatment for anger, which is in Urdu also available, in English also it's available. So we should study that, and study it on very important point, which Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri Rahmatullah Ali said all this year. Says when we go into Jamaat, he was giving Hidayati Bayan, he says we must learn the 6 points, but don't learn it to give 6 points. Learn it to bring to practice on it. And then when it's in your practice, then you'll automatically speak. And you'll speak from your heart, and it will have effect on other people. But many times, we just learn these bayans, etc., all these points, but just for the sake of learning it and to mention it, not for with the niyat of making amal on it. Hazrat ghar ka there is a very important point here. Hazrat ghar ka mahol mujh par bahut asar andaz hota hai. She says the environment at home has a very great effect on me. Hostel mein rehti hoon, she says I'm staying in a hostel, which we understand she must be in some institute, and she stays in a hostel. Magar jab ghar jana hota hai, but when I go home, to ghar walo jaisi ho jati, ghar walo jaisi ho jati ho. When I come home, then I just live like the people of the house, what they do, etc. Ulta ye ki unko apni taraf banao. Instead of making them like me, all my good qualities, in the madrasa she might be staying, where she learns all good qualities, she's regular with all her things, but she says, when I go home, I become like them. میں خود ان کی طرح ہو جاتی ہوں. I become like them. گھر میں فل آواز میں گانے چلتے ہیں. She say in the house they got music playing at full blast all the time. گھر کا ماحول زیادہ دنیا دار اور کم دیندار ہے. The environment at home, my home, it's more of dunya, all things of dunya, and very little of deen. بعض نماز پڑھتے ہیں اور بعض نماز بھی نہیں پڑھتے. Some people in the house do make their namazes, others don't even make their namaz. Kuch bolo, to baat ka asar hi nahi hota. If I say something, my words don't have any effect on them also. Yani baat mein itni taaseer nahi hoti ke agle bande ke dil mein jaakar baat lage. In other words, my words don't have that effect, that who I speak to, it has an effect on that person. He doesn't have that. One alim visited us, and he said very, very important. He said, always speak the truth. He said, one thing is, these people of falsehood, they don't stop from their falsehood. Then why do you stop from speaking the right thing? Hazrat Maulana Thanvi Rahmatullah Alayhi, different incidents are mentioned. Once in a training, one is mentioned, one is at some other occasion, where one person said, I keep on telling the people, whoever it was about smoking, etc., that don't smoke, but he wasn't listening, so I stopped. So the other one said, he didn't stop smoking, but you stopped reminding him. So to one another was very happy, but in a suitable way. Otherwise, today people also, when you keep on, they call it, you are nagging at us, husband and wife, your story, parents and children's story, but in a suitable way, in a nice way, we should. And that fikr should be in our heart also, to try and correct people all the time. So we should try and always speak to people and encourage them. Also that Anim said that you speak, it's having effect. Like for example, a Jamaat goes in gush with the adab, making zikr, etc. Perhaps they don't meet a single person at home. Everywhere there is nobody at home, nobody at home, they didn't meet. But that gush has got its tremendous effect. A Jamaat goes out for 2 days, for 3 days, for 1 day, or outgushed, or whatever it might be. Perhaps nobody, where we went, no musallis also perhaps. But we did our amal, and that is going to have an effect. So this is very, very important, that all this amal we should try and keep going all the time. So she says it doesn't have an effect. Yeh sab to zahir hai, mere gunao ki wajah se hoga. And this is also a very, very important point, that it is clear that this condition is because of my son. A person must understand and accept that all what is happening is because of my son. There were those who started also that when the students didn't know the sabak, they said it's because of my son, they don't know the sabak. And they started crying. Anything went wrong, my son. Because of that, this is going wrong. آپ کو یہ نسخہ اکثر مجھے بتائے کہ میں بالکل ٹھیک ہو جاؤں. He says, show me something, some good point by which I become right. اور گھر کا ماحول بھی سدھر جائے. And our environment at home also comes right. حضرت replied, گھر کے ماحول کو سدھارنے کی فکر آپ کے لیے زبانی تبلیغ سے ابھی نہیں ہوگی. To correct the environment at home, this won't really happen what you're telling them with your tongue. This is also a very, very important point. Allah give us all tawfiq to understand and to make amal, inshallah. So, Hazrat says that you used to be a young girl. And yeah, your parents, perhaps grandparents also, who and who in the house. So, your lecturing is not going to have so much of an effect. Aap ke liye aur ghar walo ke liye mufeed amali tabligh ye hai. For you and for the house people, a practical tabligh will be more beneficial, which is ke khud gunaon se bache, that you stay away from all the gunas. Where they are watching TV, where the music is playing, you don't go and sit there and take, become part of it. Aur guna ki majlis mein sharik na ho, and don't take part in that gathering where the guna is taking place. Ha ghar wale naraz ho. Even if the house people become angry, but you don't take part. And there's many, many reports we got. When a person didn't take part, the people got angry for a start little bit, but afterwards they also gave up all that guna. Lekin aap bas khud ko bachayein. You save yourself from all this. Aur unko kuch na kahe. Don't tell them anything. Uska asar bahut achha padega. This will have a very good effect. This is not for everyone. But the person who is the head of the family, he is not for him. He must enforce. But this is for the small person. Like Hazrat Abu, Hazrat Ali, radiallahu anhu, wanted to go and give da'wah to Abu Talib, his father. So Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, no, you don't give. Because as a child, you will give your father, it's not going to have that value. We'll send somebody else who is elder. And then that will have an effect. So when a small child like that will speak, it won't have an effect. And she's a young girl, and she's going to talk, then it won't have that effect. But you watch your akhlaq, your kalaq, your character, etc. Aur ghar walon se mohabbat aur khush akhlaqi se pesh aaye. However, with the house people, you show your good character. That is very important. You be soft and kind and show them good character. This will have a very great effect on them. And in your words, try and make them, convince them that you've got their welfare at heart. You are concerned about them. In that way, you speak little light things, but don't go and lecture them. So this will have a very good effect. Allah give us all tawfiq inshallah. In Kashkol-e-Marifat, we were reading about the great value of knowledge and what true knowledge is. And as we had explained, that one is dunya's knowledge, and the fazail which has come of ilm is of ilm of deen, of Quran and hadith. That virtues have come. And really there also, it is for that alim who makes amal also. That knowledge has got value by Allah tabaraka ta'ala. May Allah give us all tawfiq. Hazrat says, alim or arif ka farak. The words of Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi, the difference between an alim and an arif, a person who has recognized Allah ta'ala. Ek shakhs ne daryaft kiya ke maulviyon ko kya hua jo Hazrat Haji sahab rahmatullah alayhi ki taraf rujoo karte hain. One person said, what's wrong with this big maulana? They are going to Haji Imdadullah Muhajir Makki. They are alims, they are so great alims, why are they going to one Haji sahab and learning from him? Ye log to khud likhe pare hain. These people are learned themselves, they've got knowledge. Aur waha kya cheez hai? Kya cheez hai? And Haji sahab is an ordinary man, he's not a great alim. Jiske liye waha jaate hai, why are they going there? Wo kaun si baat hai jo kitabon mein nahi? What is it that is not in kitabs? Why are they going to Haji sahab? Farmaya, Hazrat Maulana Thani rahmatullah alayhi said, ke main ek misal batata hoon. I should give you one example. فرض کرو کہ ایک شخص تو وہ ہے کہ جس کے پاس تمام مٹھائیوں کی فہرست موجود ہے. They think that there is one person who's got all the details, menu of all the types of mithai. This mithai, jalebi, naan khatai, all the different types of mithai. He's got a list. مگر اس نے چکھی ایک بھی نہیں. But he didn't taste one mithai also. He just got a list. And more in detail, he's got the recipes also, how to make it also. But he didn't taste a single one. Aur ek shakhs wo hai ke naam to ek mithai ka bhi usko yaad nahi. Another person doesn't know the name of any mithai. That this is jalebi, this is naan khatai, this is magaj, this is this, all that, barfi. He doesn't know the name of a single one. Nei chakki. ایک بھی نہیں. اور ایک شخص وہ ہے کہ نام تو ایک مٹھائی کا بھی اس کو یاد نہیں مگر ہاتھ میں لیے ہوئے کھا رہا ہے. But he's got the mithai in his hand and he's busy eating it. بتاؤ تو مٹھائی کے فوائد حاصل کرنے میں آیا وہ نام یاد رکھنے والا اس حقیقت جاننے والے کا محتاج ہے یا وہ حقیقت جاننے والا اس نام یاد رکھنے والے کا. So Hazrat says, now tell me, the person who has got the reality, he's got the mithai in his hand. Is he in need of that person who's got the list of the names? Or is that person who's got the list of names in need of this person who's got mithai ready? Yes. So that is the difference. So may Allah Ta'ala let us, and this is for us also, that it's not just on our tongue and just that we talk, but the reality comes into us. ظاہر ہے کہ پہلا یعنی مٹھائی کا نام یاد رکھنے والا دوسرے کا محتاج ہے نہ کہ برعکس. It's quite clear that the person who's just got a list or the method of making it, the ingredients and the recipes and that, he is in need of that person who's got the mithai ready. This person who's got mithai already, he doesn't need now all those other things. اسی طرح ہم اہل الفاظ ہیں اور حضرت صاحب معنی ہے. In this way we are the people who got the words of things. This is the tawazu of Maulana Thanvi rahmatullah alayhi. Otherwise these great people, Maulana Gangoi rahmatullah alayhi, Maulana Qasim Nanotvi rahmatullah alayhi, what people were they. So, and we are in need of those people who have got the reality of these things. So sahib maana muhtaj nahi hota ahl lafz ka. A person who knows the meaning, he's not in need of the person who knows just the word of a thing, the actual inside thing. A person has got a badam in the shell. One person has got the badam and another person has got the shell. The person who's got the badam is not in need of the person who's got the shell. The person who's got the shell, he's in need of the person who's got the badam. So the person who's got the essence, the real thing, that is what is required. اور صاحب لفظ صاحب معنی کا محتاج ہوتا ہے. واقعی خوب حقیقت واضح ہو گئی جس سے علماء اور عرفاء میں فرق سمجھ میں آ گیا. In this is in کمالات اشرفیہ in which حضرت says that very clear it has become that who is an عارف and in reality not just the person who speaks about the معرفت of Allah but really who has recognized Allah and the love of Allah has entered the heart. May Allah bless us with that. That really, this is a person is normally only worried about his nafs, his self. But the real thing is to have connection and love with Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. Khulasatul Maqala. This whole about knowledge which Hazrat has discussed, the summary of it Hazrat says, Haqiqat ilm aur ulama ki khashiyat ilahiya hai. May Allah bless us. The reality of knowledge and ulama is to have the fear of Allah. In another place, Hazrat explained so beautifully that a car that hasn't got petrol and the people are pushing it, so the car is going to move. That is like the khawf of Allah. The car is moving and you put petrol in the car and now you start the car and the car starts moving. That is the love of Allah. Now those people who are pushing also, they'll also jump in the car. They don't have to push anymore. And the car is not going to be dependent on their pushing anymore. It's going to move now with its own power. So khawf of Allah will push a person. But the love of Allah will just pull a person to Allah Ta'ala. May Allah bless us with that. And for that we have to make this effort. And in earnestness Allah bless us with it. Ilm haqiqi wo hai jiske saath khashiyat ho. Aur ulama dar haqiqat wo hai jo apne ilm par aamil ho. Real knowledge is that in which the fear of Allah is present. And a real alim is that who practices upon his knowledge. Aur yahi wo log hai jo Allah Ta'ala se darte hai. And these are those people who really fear Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala. May Allah make us all amongst those. And for this it's not necessary also that a person be a qualified alim from a madrasa or anything. Any person, how much of knowledge of deen he got and he practices upon that, Allah will bless him with this. And then Allah will open more and more doors for that person also. And how much knowledge. We, for example, Haji Imradullah Muhajir Makki Rahmatullah Ali, in our time, Haji Ahmed Nahuda Sahab, he's not an alim like that, but mashallah, what qualities and his knowledge of hadith, of Quran, and everything, or his kitabs. In fact, last year when he came also, and this year, after he had his meals, then he requested to come to the bookshop and buy more kitabs. He said, which I haven't gotten, which are still new kitabs. And this he does all the time, wherever he goes. And when he was at Maulana Abdullah Maulvi's house, he asked to see his kitabs. That kitab which I haven't got. In other words, always. And many of our people like me, Allah make maaf. We have kitabs, but just to make our shelves look pretty, full of kitabs. But these are those people who study, do not read the kitabs. Who studies, and Allah gives that quality and capability as they read it, just they absorb also all the time. May Allah Ta'ala bless us. Yeah, about Shaykh Changi Rahmatullah Ali, we were reading where Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu was informed by Allah Ta'ala, Allah made ilham and told, go and see this person who is in a grave standing and crying there for his past sins. حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی عنہ کی زبان مبارک سے پیر چنگی کو جب حق تعالی کے الطاف و عنایات اور افضال کا علم ہوا. When حضرت عمر رضی اللہ تعالی informed شیخ چنگی about the kindness of Allah, Allah has forgiven you, he sent his salams to you, he told me I must bring money for you from Baytul Mal, I must arrange for you everything. When all this, when he heard, تو اس مشاہدہ رحمت زخار سے, and when he experienced all this great mercies of Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala from the unlimited treasures of Allah Ta'ala, when he explained that, us par shukar wa nadamat ka hal tari ho gaya. Allahu Akbar. he became in his condition making shukr to Allah and feeling more sorrowful of his fast. Yeah, we just think little bit, I made two times istighfar. Now Allah is happy with me and we again just carry on. But he was in a different condition. Usi ko Maulana Rumi rahmatullahi alayhi farmati, Maulana Rum put it into a poetic form, the translation of which is, Maulana farmati ke Hazrat Umar radiyallahu ta'ala anhu ki zubani mubarak se peer changi ko jab hat ta'ala ke altaaf wa inayat aur ata inamat ka ilm hua, when he came to know of the great kindness of Allah, Allah favored me, Allah forgave me, Allah ta'ala has given me all his things, to ghalba hayrat aur shukr aur nadamat se kaampne lage. Then a condition overtook him of shukr to Allah Ta'ala, sorrowfulness of his past life, and he started trembling. Very, very uncontrollably he started trembling. Apne ghaflat aur haq ta'ala ki rahmat ka khayal karke, that he thought of his unmindfulness, breaking the laws of Allah whole life. And the mercy of Allah Ta'ala, ek cheekh mari. He screamed out loudly. Aur kaha ke, ey mere aqa, be nazir, oh my Allah, there is nobody like you. May Allah bless us. For us, we do so much wrong, we don't feel sorry. Forget a tear drop coming out, eyes don't become wet also. Very fortunate are those people that they just speak and their eyes become wet in the fear of Allah Ta'ala. And tears start flowing. اپنی نالائقی اور غفلت کے باوجود, because I was so useless and I committed so much sins and I was so unmindful of you, in spite of that, آپ کی رحمت بے مثال کو دیکھ کر میں شرم سے پانی پانی ہو رہا. Seeing your unlimited mercies which you bestow, I've just dissolved. I'm absolutely taken aback at how kind are you, oh Allah Ta'ala. جب پیر چنگے خوب رو چکا, when he had cried a lot, اور اس کا درد حد سے گزر گیا, and his pain that he was feeling was going now over the limit, تو اپنے چنگ کو غصہ سے زمین پر پتک کر ریزہ ریزہ کر لیا. His musical instrument he had, he took it and he threw it on the ground and broke it into pieces. اور اس کو مخاطب کر کے کہا, and he said to that, کہ تو نے ہی مجھے حق تعالیٰ کی محبت اور رحمت سے محجوب رکھا تھا. It is you who kept me away and kept me in parda between me and my Allah. تو نے ہی شاہ راہ حق سے میری رہزنی کی تھی. It is you who put me away, you hijacked me, and you took me away from the straight path of Allah Ta'ala and you hijacked me. اور تو نے ہی 70 سال تک میرا خون پیا. And for 70 years it is you that you just sucked me all the time. And you made me go against Allah Ta'ala. That means he was now 70 years old. And now he made tawbah to Allah Ta'ala. Allah bless us in his barakat also with sincere and true tawbah. Aur tere hi sabab mera chehra Haq Ta'ala ke samne siyah tha. And it was because of you that in front of Allah Ta'ala my face was black. That I had lost everything and I was disgraced in the eyes of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala. Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, out of His kindness, blesses us also, with the true, sincere tawbah in front of Allah. After all, as we, Maulana Musa explained, we are going to die and the long life is the life of the qabr and the year after. And what will we reply there and how it will our condition be? May Allah give us tawfiq to correct ourselves.
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين سيدنا وحبيبنا وشفينا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. ربنا ظلمنا أنفسنا وإن لم تغفر لنا وترحمنا لنكونن من الخاسرين. اللهم آت نفوسنا تقواها وزكها فأنت خير من زكاها أنت ولي ومولاها. اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ولا تسقنا بمعصيتك.
اللهم ارحمنا بترك المعاصي ابدا ما ابقيتنا، وارحمنا ان نتكلف ما لا يعنينا، وارزقنا حسن النظر فيما يرضيك عنا. اللهم اصل وارحم وتجاوز واغفر واهد لامه سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك. اللهم احفظنا من كل الفتن ما ظهر من عبتن. اللهم اجعل حبك أفضل الأشياء إلينا، واجعل خشيتك وخوف الأشياء عندنا، واقطعنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق إلى لقائك. وإذا أكرت عينا عن الدنيا من دنياهم فأكر أعيننا من عبادتك. اللهم ثبتنا على الإيمان، وامتنا على الإيمان، واحشرنا يوم القيامة مع الإيمان. ربنا تقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم، وتوب علينا يا مولانا إنك أنت التواب الرحيم. يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا، واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم. جزى الله عنا سيدنا محمدا صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم بما واهله. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين، والحمد لله رب العالمين.